This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A new COVID warning.
It's definitely the most complex variant we've seen so far.
Black Friday.
Anything that's open, I'm just going to go shopping.
Holiday delivery delays.
Our shipments are coming when they want to come.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. The discovery of a new COVID variant in South Africa has sent tourists scrambling for flights out of the country after India, the European Union, and the UK all announced that they're tightening up the borders again.
I was happy to see my family, but I want to get home to my husband and my kids now.
It's a big inconvenience. We had our flights booked for a week's time.
It's unfair, it's unjustified, it's abrupt. And it's not good for tourism for South Africa.
CBS's Deborah Pata is in Johannesburg.
The new variant marks a huge jump in the evolution of the virus since the global health crisis began. The concern? It could be more transmissible and more resistant to vaccines, says public health expert Professor Salim Abdul Karim.
If this variant is as or more transmissible than the Delta variant, it would be very difficult to anticipate it would do anything different to what we have seen with Delta, which is that it would grow and spread across the world.
South African scientists are now working around the clock to determine just how bad this new variant is. Lab results are still a few weeks away. The new variant has largely been detected amongst young people who have the lowest vaccination rate in the country.
It's a real-life version of The Amazing Race, and even though more shoppers are going online than ever before, the thrill of the chase still has millions of Americans looking for Black Friday bargains up close and personal. CBS's Meg Oliver is at a Best Buy store in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
I'm looking for a laptop and some other like little electronics and stuff.
This morning, eager shoppers looking for the best deals lined up in the dark, just like the old days.
I got it. I did it.
Big box stores aren't the only ones cashing in.
Business has been really, really good.
Margo Sejel owns Watchung Booksellers in New Jersey. She says after struggling to stay open during the pandemic, she's grateful so many customers have returned in person.
How important is Black Friday to your bottom line?
It's become a really strong day for us and a fun day.
Well, she's not sure what the IT book will be this year. Sejel says she and her team are planning ahead to keep shelves stocked throughout the holidays.
We are concerned about the last massive two-week rush and having enough product because of supply chain, so we've been encouraging people to shop early, and they are.
But here's the rub. You may not be able to find exactly what you're looking for because so much merchandise is stuck in containers and on ships at or near ports, like the one in Long Beach, California. CBS's Carter Evans is there.
With a record number of containers piled high at the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, idle cranes may be a surprising sight.
There's no room in the yard to offload a vessel.
Local Longshoreman Union President Ramon Ponce de Leon took us dockside to explain why it now takes so much longer to unload these ships.
It's normally cooking around here. Everybody's moving, but because there is no space in the yard, there's not that much we can offload.
So that's why we're not seeing a lot more cranes moving around.
That's correct.
Increased consumer spending during the pandemic led to even more imports clogging up the ports. How long are these containers waiting here on average now, do you know?
The dwell time here is over 9 days.
Add that to the time it now takes to offload, and it could be 18 days before these containers even leave the dock.
Rescue workers in southwestern Siberia have found one survivor, but dozens of people are dead after a methane gas explosion in a coal mine. Here's CBS's Felix Light.
Senior managers at the mine in the industrial Kemerovo region, 4,000 miles east of Moscow, have been arrested for suspected safety violations. Authorities said that 52 miners and first responders were killed, with one rescuer being found alive after all had been initially presumed dead. The regional governor has declared a three-day mourning period. Felix Light, CBS News, Moscow.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Supply chain issues are only part of the problem when it comes to the challenges for making on-time holiday deliveries. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Some packages mailed last holiday season didn't make it to their destination on time. Stephen Doherty is with the United States Postal Service.
Last year was a wake-up call for us. The parcel volumes were far beyond what anybody expected last year, and we weren't prepared for that. This year, we know what to expect, but we know that it's going to be another record season for packages, and we have all of the infrastructure in place, and we're putting everything in place to make sure we can do that successfully.
Santa Ana winds are back in Southern California. That means tens of thousands of customers without power for Thanksgiving Day. The Aguayo family of Eastvale was among those who had to punt to get dinner on the table.
I just woke up, get everything ready, and find out that I didn't have no power.
It's kind of weird being put in this predicament, but you know, we're all using our brains, you know what I mean? So we're using the grill for right now.
They smoked their turkey instead of putting it in the oven. Utilities cut power to keep their equipment from starting fires, flames that could spread quickly because of those high winds. The military is trying to figure out just how to deal with a growing and tragic problem. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The Defense Department says there was a 15% increase in suicides among military personnel last year. The Army has launched a new suicide prevention program at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Army Colonel Mark Hutton.
We've piloted for Fort Jackson as the TRADOC of medical structure, which means we have medical assets within the training environment, which we haven't done before in the Army.
It's being called engaged leadership, with soldiers having more of an opportunity to sit down and talk with their commanders about stresses of military life. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
There's a lot that you can do with a 3D printer these days. Some of those things quite unexpected, quite unconventional. Here's correspondent Monica Ricks.
A man from London was fitted for a new left eye earlier this month. His new 3D printed prosthetic is the first fully digital prosthetic eye created for a patient. Until now, most prosthetic eyes have been hand-painted, then embedded into the eye socket. But experts say this design is more realistic and less invasive.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
For kids of a certain age, the choices were three channels and a handful of holiday specials from Bing Crosby to Rudolph. Now it's hundreds of channels and choices.
Enjoy the castle? Yes! It was magical.
TV holiday movies are big business, bigger, in fact, than ever. This season, celebrities like Brooke Shields and Reba McEntire star.
Why the unexpected visit?
Lifetime is offering 35 different titles. Even the Food Network is getting in on the cheer.
First time in Peppermint Hollow.
TV cook Ree Drummond stars in Candy-Coated Christmas on Discovery. And Sunday night,
you take it, Tony.
Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett add a dash of holiday sparkle on CBS. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, November 26th, 2021. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.